Hey, Manjit, I will sell you this pen for $1 million.
Nah, I'm okay, thanks.
Just buy it.
No.
Buy the pen.
No.
Just buy the damn pen.
You know, you really need to work on your sales skills.
Hey, guys, so this episode is sponsored by Sales Society. As everyone listening knows, part of starting a successful startup is sales. And Sales Society is a place where you can learn sales techniques and tips to grow your business.
Now, we wouldn't bring you something that we haven't tried ourselves. I personally have used Sales Society's courses and learned how to follow up creatively without nagging, how to re-engage those disappearing clients, as well as how to schedule more meetings that result in closing more sales and getting referrals.
And of course, we got you guys an amazing deal. If you head over to the link in the episode description, salessocietymm.com, and put in the offer code YELLA at checkout, you will get 2 months free Gold Pass access, which means you get full access to all the courses, downloadable scripts, audios, videos, and templates. How awesome is that? Now, Manjit, let me tell you a little more about this pen.
Hey guys, first off, we just wanted to thank you so much for all the great support over the last episode.
Yeah, I mean, we got more listeners on the first day of the episode than we did on any of our other episodes.
Really, really crazy growth. A lot of people messaging as well that they really like it. So we really, really appreciate the support. It means a lot.
Yeah, thanks guys.
On today's episode, our grant application is rejected, our intern quits, and there is some tension within the team. Hi, welcome to Yalla. I'm Majid.
And I'm Mishari. And we're starting a podcast company.
So I listen to a lot of podcasts.
And I've made a podcast before. So I guess we're qualified.
What's the worst that could happen?
Don't even get me started. So Majid, do you believe in the law of attraction?
Yeah, I do. Why?
So remember at the end of the last episode when you were like, hey, what can they expect on next episode? And I was like, I have no idea, but I'm sure something's going to blow up in our face.
Yes, I do remember that specifically.
Well, I mean, a few things blew up in our face.
Come on, let's drag this out. Let's list it out for me.
Okay, well, first of all, and you know this, we got rejected for the Expo 2020 grant.
Yeah, that was a bummer.
You didn't read the email, right?
No.
Do you want me to read you the email?
Yeah, yeah. I got the synopsis from you, but please do
Wait,
read the email.
Let me just find it here. This will be a fun little read. So it starts with, "Dear grant applicant."
That's us.
Yeah. "Thank you once again for submitting your application to Expo Live 4th cycle of the Innovation Impact Grant Program. So far, we're good.
Yeah.
We are pleased to have received over 4,500 applications from 167 countries. At this point, they're just bragging. Yeah. We have now completed the initial screening process and the evaluation process, as each application has been equally and thoroughly reviewed in order to ensure adherence to the program's ambitions and rules and regulations."
That's a long sentence.
Yeah. "Applications were screened and rated based on the following criteria." Here's where they list 7 criteria upon which you are then supposed to just guess which one you failed on, by the way. Like, they don't really tell you. 1, legal registration. Okay, we're good there.
Yeah.
Completeness of application. We definitely did that.
We filled that out.
And then the number 3 is alignment with Expo Dubai 2020 objectives. Is the project relevant to the theme and sub-themes? So that's 1.
Okay.
The other one is innovativeness. Is the project novel, inspiring, and demonstrable? And then 5 is impact. Are the community benefits meaningful, scalable, /replicable, and can it be assessed, /measured?
Okay.
6 is maturity stage. Is the project at the right stage, /prototype and beyond? And 7, quality of submission. Is the applicant able and ready to implement, /grow the project? FYI, at this point, they still haven't told me I'm rejected. And I'm reading this on my phone. So I'm like, okay. And then they're like, result. And this is in bold and underlined.
Right.
And this is where they kick in with the unfortunately.
Starting with that, it's not good.
"The proposed project in your submission did not attain a sufficient score in order to move to the next stage of the program. We understand this is not great news. However, we encourage you to keep developing your project and remain committed to its success."
Well, that's us, committed to its success, yes.
Or we're just committed, who knows? We'd like to thank you for the time and effort dedicated to applying to the program. Oh, and here's the kicker. If you would like to offer your products and services to Expo 2020 Dubai and the global business community, you may register as a service provider and join the online marketplace. And then they give a website.
Cool. Send me the website. We're going to work. This is only a bump in the road.
You're in charge of business development. Get on it.
Yes, I am on it. So we'll follow that up. It's on the to-do list.
So, thoughts?
Well, look, we were trying our best. It was last minute. I didn't want to lose the opportunity. And yeah. We did commit to putting our best shot together.
I also think in my head it was always a long shot because I looked at the past projects and it seemed like they wanted stuff that was prototyped, something that like they could have like a booth at Expo and kind of like showcase and be like, this is
something physical. You know, and that for me was the one thing in my gut that was, is this going to be presentable in that sense? Like you have something to show physically and that prototypey innovation game as well. So our medium and our company maybe doesn't fit in that directly. And then also on the theme side, we realized we were in part of a sub theme. Depends how you want to look at
it. Yeah, it's all about perspective.
It's perspective, exactly. But I think it was a good shot. It gave us some practice. There was something to learn. It would have been nice to see the feedback of results, but hey, they were kind enough to give us the service provider email. So I'm going to make sure they know we have a service.
Yeah. So that was one of the things.
Oh, yeah, there's a list. There we go. That wasn't so bad.
Dilara, the intern, quit.
Yes, I do know this.
So she got a job offer from somewhere.
Which we are so happy to hear.
Yeah, and I'm like so happy for her and everything. But at the same time, like we're starting production on, like we're starting recording, not production. We're starting like recording episodes next week on Millennial Mirrors. And now I'm like literally with like, I've got no backup.
So to be clear, Dilara was with you on season one.
Yeah.
She worked with you through the whole of...
She's literally been with us like now a year. Like she completed a year before she left. So it, like at least from when she
started
with
Millennial
me.
Mirrors.
Millennial
yeah.
Mirrors. Yeah. So she will be missed.
Yes, she will. And Dilara, good luck. You left an impression and we'll have to find another intern to man the blog.
Right? Seriously.
Also, we have to sort of pick up where she left.
Yeah, I don't have time for that. I'm going to leave that with you.
Okay, great. More things to do on the to-do list.
Oh, and lastly, of course, is the fact that we literally recorded last week's episode and then we both got sick.
Yeah, look, I was looking back at what we posted on social media and you and I were looking really ready to get sick. Like bloodshot eyes, really pallid complexion.
The thing is, I didn't even notice it. Like looking at
the time.
Because like that's just how I looked in the mirror that whole day. So I didn't even notice.
Yeah, same. I woke up this way, right?
And Layla was like, you guys look exhausted. And I'm like, what do you mean?
Aren't we always? It's a startup. So we were out for the count for the last week.
I think what people don't realize is that we're stuck in a very, very small studio space, which leads to like contagion being very, very easy.
There's definitely contact and incubation periods going on here. I definitely.
Yeah. And now our editor's sick.
So we're sitting here manning audio and I'm worried that this is.
He's going to be like, you guys are like spiking. The audio is not right.
Exactly. No, I can hear too much of the room. Well, this is what it takes to put out an episode come hell or high water.
And we are definitely in both of those. Yes. But on a brighter note, the thing that I was honestly most worried about since last week's since we recorded the episode is that I actually had to sit down with the host of the show that we ended up canceling.
And the pilot. Yeah.
And how'd so I thought like that was going to be a very awkward and a very kind of like difficult situation. And then it actually ended up going differently than I expected.
Oh, really?
I'll just leave that for you to.
You recorded the conversation. I want to hear this.
Take a listen. So I wanted to kind of have a conversation with you after the recording of the second pilot last time.
Yeah.
I had some conversations with Majid, and I think we've kind of decided, we don't want to go in the direction of video anymore, and I think we need to kind of kill the show for now.
Oh, thank God.
That was the best reaction you could have hoped for. I mean, I love his attitude. And wow. Okay, cool. That was, sorry, I gotta collect myself.
Okay. Sorry. Wait, you need to listen to the rest of the sound clip to at least hear his feedback before you just start laughing hysterically.
Well, thank God.
This was not the reaction I was expecting. I was kind of dreading telling you this.
You should have seen it coming, man. It's a difficult show to run. It's a difficult show to run.
But you seemed excited. I wasn't expecting you to be like...
Yeah, the excitement is something, but realizing that you don't fit the whole idea is frustrating, because what I got from our multiple tries is the fact that we don't have enough experience to figure out all the ins and outs to the whole thing. Like, I truly did not think it would be this hard, but once we got into it and, you know, we tried to work on it, it became difficult and difficult and difficult. And
no, it was definitely like pulling teeth. So, okay, well, I'm glad at least you're not feeling bad, because, like, I was...
No, no, believe me. Nah, nah, nah. You know, we gotta have the guts to say, okay, we cannot do this.
Okay, that was actually a really good reaction. And some real good takeaways.
Well, I was relieved. I really thought like it was going to be an awkward, uncomfortable situation, and he was going to be upset because we did put a lot of time. We did put a lot of effort. And I mean, it was a lot of his time, which is like not really turning into anything.
Yeah, well, he offered it. And again, that was what was so great about the opportunity. But he called it like he saw it. And I think we all had the same read.
Yeah.
He wasn't the right fit. I mean, the fit of the show and him wasn't right. And then when I think back, we also were doing video.
Yeah.
Like, wow. I mean, how much more do you need on your plate?
Yeah. I think like we didn't stay in our lane and it bit us in the butt really, really hard.
Yeah.
And it's a lesson you learn. You know what I mean? Like, I think we got overexcited and we tried to do too much.
Yeah.
And it was a very harsh lesson of, remember, you are working with limited resources and you are a startup and you have a core kind of business that you're trying to do. Why are you like trying to do everything? You're trying to do everything at once and you're not succeeding at any of it very well if you try to do that.
Yeah.
It's better to like try to focus and then do what you do well and not try to like go outside that.
I don't know if that makes sense. So I think there were lessons to be learned as we iterate our shows and episodes. We're getting better at it.
Yeah.
And I think there were plenty of lessons to be had by trying again and again and again. And yeah, we walk away with much more knowledge on how we do or don't want to do this.
Yeah, true. You live, you learn.
You live, you learn. After the break, we discuss the struggle of doing something you believe in versus something that makes business sense.
So this episode is sponsored by Peninsula Farms.
Look, I'm a bar soap guy, always have been, always will be. Please tell me you've tried the product.
I tried it, and I also checked out their website, and apparently the goat milk mixed with the olive oil and coconut are the perfect balance to nourish your skin and cleanse it.
If you guys want to grab some of this, head on over to peninsulafarms.com or click the link in the episode description and treat yourself to some goat milk soap.
It also smells really good, guys. So Majid, I know you're all about bootstrapping. What if we gave our listeners a chance to save some money as well?
As long as it doesn't cost me any money, I'm down.
So we set up this cool deal with Noon.com. If our listeners buy anything and use coupon code POD15, they get 10% off their purchase.
Wait, do we get to use this as well?
I guess. Why? What are you planning on buying me?
Not gonna happen, buddy. So guys, head over to Noon.com and use coupon code POD15 for 10% off all of your purchases.
Buy me a present. Okay, so Majid, you said you actually want to take the lead on this segment. You said you had a sound clip you wanted to share.
Yeah, so I finally have something to to take the initiative on. But
I'm very impressed.
Thank you.
You take the initiative?
Trying.
What is happening?
Like, you know, I'm all about switching it up here.
Okay.
Okay, so...
Avhemni.
Okay. So, you know, I was on the way to meeting you and Layla when I got this voice note from her, and I need to find it on my phone.
Okay. Sure. Are you guys bitching about me behind my back?
No. It's not that bad.
Okay. But it's bad. Let's see what you got. Let's see what you got.
Okay, here we go.
Hey, Majid. Just one thing I would like to add to the agenda for this afternoon, if that's okay. I'm meeting a couple of brands tomorrow about doing some branded shows for them, and I would love to be able to tell them that we can create like a pilot episode for the show so that they can kind of understand the concept a little bit better, because some of them don't really know that much about branded podcasts, and it's one thing sort of directing them to like the US equivalents, but it would be really nice if we can create something specifically for them and tailored for their brand. So let's discuss this afternoon if that's something that we might be able to do. Thanks, bye.
Majid Sultan Al-Qasimi, what's your point?
Well, I...
Go ahead. Spit it out.
When we got to that meeting, things got a little bit tense between you two.
Okay. So here's what I'm going to say. Leila's in charge of like commercializing the business and the whole business aspect. And yeah. I'm in charge of content.
Yes.
And it's always going to be a balancing act between the two, because my job is to make sure that whatever we produce, whatever we put out, is of a specific quality, of a specific caliber, absolutely, that it resonates with people, all that kind of stuff. Which is why there's a lot of stuff that we've created that we ended up, like, I ended up, like, scratching after hours and hours of work.
And there's a lot of time.
Whereas Leila's job is to kind of make sure that we're a business that's making money, that's profitable and all of that, mm-hmm, which, of course, the more content I give her...
The more she can sell, yeah.
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 So it's a balancing act.
Yeah, that's true. Is that like a chicken and egg thing almost, where we need the content so that we can sell... Well, it's not really a chicken and egg thing, actually, now that I realize.
Your metaphors are amazing.
Yeah, it's really late in the studio tonight.
And it's also, I think, the tension that happens between Leila and I is that when it came to the idea of this company, when I approached you, it was right off the high of Millennial Mirrors, where oh my God, this was like amazing content. It was so meaningful to me, blah, mm-hmm, blah. And I just want to like create this company where I can create all this kind of like meaningful content that resonates and all of this kind
and
of stuff.
And there's me and Leila going, does it sell? We need a product that sells.
Yeah, and it's always this kind. And I think a lot of startups have this, where they come up with an idea and then when you go to market, reality is very different and you end up having to make hard decisions. Yeah. And the question becomes, where do you compromise?
Yeah, I think the one thing that's more and more apparent to me, where you're trying to balance between, you know, I want to break new ground, I want to create something new, and then it actually has to sell. So there are maybe some turns or angles that you have to take to be able to have a product that sells rather than is just about the passion and the change. Ultimately, what we need to do is perhaps be patient, because over time, yes, you can create a company that changes the world.
Yeah.
We can't have everything tomorrow. And that's not to say we compromise on our vision and our ambition. It's just you have to give and take. And I think that's the balancing act.
And I think between to the point of the voice note, which you so nicely prepared and presented.
I was just trying to contribute.
Like, she wanted me to prepare pilots. Yeah. And like the amount of work that goes into creating something like that is crazy. And she's like, yeah, no, let's create pilots. And I'm like, who is us? Like, I'm looking to my left and to my right. Like, I am the only person who handles content. Yeah, and like, true. And we're dealing with freelancers and you guys like get to go home. And then I get to deal with the freelancers when they get off their day jobs. And I'm there till like 11 p.m. like editing. True.
We leave Mashari in the sweatshop.
Yeah, like, basically.
All night long working on content. And I think... what happened at the end of that conversation and why I brought it up, it was important, is even just the language. So she was asking, like, I want pilots. And in your mind, you're going, oh my God, everybody we speak to needs a pilot. And what it ended up being was, no, if we've had our introduction and then we've gone and taken a relationship or a dialogue with a company to the point where we can nudge them right into, you know, actually committing to a show or something like that, a pilot would go a long way to help them understand what they could be, you know, producing with us.
Yeah, I mean, again, I think like I said, what the dance Leila and I will constantly
and
have to do.
And it'll always be there.
Is always going to be there. And it's always for the sake of the company. Because me holding the content corner really strong and her holding the business corner and the commercial side very strong is what we need in order to create a strong content creation company that's also profitable.
Yes.
But at the same time, when she said she wanted me to do pilots, I nearly beat her with my laptop. No. But anyway, so that's neither here nor there. Leila, if you're listening, I'm sorry.
I know she's rolling her eyes going, that's cool. So I see you got that off your chest. which makes me kind of scared to ask, but what's happening with the next episode?
I like the look you're giving me. You know what's funny?
What?
So after we released the last episode, I actually got comments from a bunch of people. They're like, because I made fun of you choking on the outro.
Yeah, it happens.
And they're like, why are you so mean to Majid? Why are you making fun of Majid? And I'm like, okay, Majid gives as good as he gets. We just don't put it on the episode. All right. So go ahead, Majid. Do your outro. I'm not going to say anything.
Okay, so join us on the next episode.
To find out which way this goes.
It's so late here.
Go ahead. It's fine. I'm not going to say anything. Okay. I promise. This time, go ahead.
So join us on next episode to find out which way this goes. So I'm stumbling, man. Here we go. So join us on the next episode to find out which way this goes, because we sure as hell don't know. You can find us on Yalla, on Apple Podcast. Oh, my goodness me. We need another take.
For those of you who are wondering, it's literally three sentences. He can't seem to get them right.
You can find Yalla on Apple Podcast, Google Podcast, Angami, or wherever else you get your episodes from. This has been a production of Finyan Media, recording out of Dubai. Thanks to everyone for listening, and we love your feedback, so keep it coming. This is Majid Al-Qasimi saying, Ma'a salama.
And I'm Shad Al-Anezi. Bye, guys. Hey, Majid, I will sell you this pen for $1 million.
Nah, I'm okay, thanks.
Just buy it.
No.
Buy the pen.
No.
Just buy the damn pen.
You know, you really need to work on your sales skills.
Hey, guys, so this episode is sponsored by Sales Society. As everyone listening knows, part of starting a successful startup is sales. And Sales Society is a place where you can learn sales techniques and tips to grow your business.
Now, we wouldn't bring you something that we haven't tried ourselves. I personally have used Sales Society's courses and learned how to follow up creatively without nagging, how to re-engage those disappearing clients, as well as how to schedule more meetings that result in closing more sales and getting referrals.
And of course, we got you guys an amazing deal. If you head over to the link in the episode description, salessocietymm.com, and put in the offer code YELLA at checkout, you will get 2 months free Gold Pass access, which means you get full access to all the courses, downloadable scripts, audios, videos, and templates. How awesome is that? Now, Majid, let me tell you a little more about this pen.